Yes, it's the size because it came with the store.
And we would put two bottles in there for my dad to have to drink when he came home from work, so it would be cool because we didn't have no refrigerator back in them days. So just one day I decided I would put in some extra. Then I had two aunts. My mom's two sisters were very good. And one of them was really kind of prissy, and the other one was Lamite. That was a kid's description of it. And so I got into the home brew, and I drank some of it and kind of got inebriated. So there was a cherry tree up on the bank outside of the yard, and there's buck sheep in that field. So I went up there to get me some cherries, and that old buck sheep got after me, chased me up a tree. And finally he left and I got out of there, and I went to the house. And my mother said, "Well, what do you want for dinner, Jax?" And I said, "Ham and egg, by God." And I thought that prissy aunt was going to faint.
We paused for a little lunch. Now we're going to continue. What about your older brothers when you were like 18, whatever, when you were working on the pipeline? What were they doing?
My older brother, he was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the Afghan Army. Mm-hmm. My younger brother, he was in school.
Mm-hmm. So you just figured it was a given if that's what you were going to
end up? Yeah, it was that time. So everybody, as soon as they turned 18, then they ended up in the Army. Unless it was 4F. That means that you have something wrong with you. Couldn't pass the test. You had one eye or one leg.
Is that what the test was?
Just about. It's just a physical. And if you could walk, you and talk, you got in.
So you got drafted and you had to go to the Army.
I got drafted. When I was 18, I left. And I got my notice for lasted December of that year. Go for an examination, and I took my physical and passed. But in the meantime, I just had a car wreck that broke, cracked a couple of ribs. But I went for my examination and test, got passed anyway. It didn't hurt anything. It couldn't breathe. So I left for the Army and went to Georgia in the 1st of January. And I was there in basic training for 6 weeks and came home on an 11-day furlough and already had an order to go overseas when I went back. So we didn't get very much training. Just 6 weeks of all the training we got. We went there fighting or whatever. I was in a medical department at the General Hospitals where I was assigned to them. And we went back off the furlough to Georgia, and then we loaded on the train and went to California. Ship out to go overseas. So knew where it was going, and it was all hush hush. Just going to the Pacific. We didn't know where. And we went up to California.
Was your family happy? What did they think about it?
Well, they hated to see me go overseas, but that's what I think.
What did you think about it?
Well, I didn't care. I didn't know what was going on hardly ever. But,
what did they teach you?
Well, they, in your basic training, you had the regular training of crawling through and the machine gun fire and over barbed wire fences and climbing walls and swimming rivers and going on 20 mile hikes and full packs on your back. And the regular infantry training is what you took to start with. And then after they assigned you to where you was going into the medical corps, then you had to take that extra training to learn how to put on bandages and give blood to anybody that needed it. And then just regular first aid. It was just almost like a doctor when you got out there for yourself. I didn't know how to sew up wounds, bandage them, and give them medication. So that all kind of extra. So we got to California and stayed one overnight, and then we loaded on a ship to overseas. So. We got on, had to climb up a big old rope ladder. So I had a duffel bag and my field pack and all my equipment, and I had a guitar I was wanting to take with me too. So this one boy, he said he'd carry it on the board for me, because I couldn't handle it all. So he carried it up for me. Got on there and I got put on KP. That's to cook, helping to cook. Peeling potatoes and washing dishes. So I was in the kitchen all the time, so I was eating all the good stuff. And I didn't get seasick, but most of the boys on there, they did. They couldn't eat nothing. Just as soon as they'd walk up to the kitchen door, they'd get sick and go over to the rail. And they was really sick. So I never did get seasick. So we was on the ship 18 days it took to go from California to New Guinea. That's where we landed. Of course, we didn't even know where New Guinea was. Know where he was going until we got there, and I said, well, this is New Guinea. So we stayed there a while, and we was only there for like 2 months, I believe. And this one boy had been with me all the time. He was my age, and we was always together. And they was having a party there. Night before we're supposed to move out, and there's some of them that we had made some boats out of gasoline tanks off an airplane, extra tanks that hangs below the aircraft. So we cut holes in them and made boats. So there's three of the boys, and my friend was one of them. They was out in the ocean riding that thing, and they'd been drinking beer, and he capsized, and two of them drowned. So I lost my friend. Sorry.
So what was you guys doing in New Guinea there?
We're just a stopping place. They went there until they decided, you know, got everything ready for us. So when they decided where they were going to send us in, which we went to the Philippines. So that was just more or less a training place to get used to the weather and everything, and everybody would land there, and then they would ship them on from to wherever they decided they needed them. But when we left from there, we went on little landing craft boats that could just run right up on shore and unload you. There was about 9 of those in the convoy. So there were some other boys had mandolin and another guitar and they put this on the group, so they hooked up the intercom and the loudspeaker and everything, and we all got together and played music, and they broadcast it to all them ships. So we could hear it on all of them, so we had a little fun going on the trip, but about every day there'd be a bunch of aircraft come over strafing you, dropping bombs, but they didn't know how to get us, so we made it over there all right. And we landed in the Philippines. We set up we had to build our own hospital, put up all the tents and all the equipment. So we got it all set up, it took us about 3 weeks to get it all set up, and so we could start getting patients. So they would come in with, you know, legs off and arms in pretty bad shape, but they was lucky to make it, I guess.
Just fly them in from wherever?
Yeah, just bring them in from trucks out on the battlefield, because it was like we weren't too far back. My mind. They had little stations right up on the line that would do the real fast emergency, put on tourniquets and stuff, and we would take turns going out to work on them. So they just done what you could to take care of them there, and then send them on to the general hospital. That's where they would do the operations and things like that at the general hospital. And then if it was real bad, they would ship them on the worst if they could. They'd ship them on some to the States if they wasn't never going to be any better. Couldn't get back on duty. So it rained every day there. I think I was there a little bit over 2 years, and I don't think there's a day went by but what it rained in the afternoon. It'd be a little shower of rain, at least a little shower, and the sun would pop out real hot, steam just dry, and the tobacco, even the mold, just the dampness in the air. Just couldn't keep nothing very good for very long. There's neighbors, of course they're kind of wild not then, but now we got a lot of them over here, and they seem all doctors and everything, but they would climb up one of them coconut trees just like he was walking up a ladder. Climb up there and throw you down a coconut, and you just chop the hide off of him, punch a hole in him, drink the milk. I may have bananas. It's really fresh. And it wasn't as big as the one by the store. When we went out and picked one off the stalk, it was ripe, but it really had a good flavor to it.